It is a very good evening to you, and welcome to Tiger Talk. We are live every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock right here on Star 99, the show brought to you every week by Dakota Bank of Mobridge, where we get a chance to talk about Mobridge Pollock sports and interview the coaches that lead these programs. William Haynes with you here tonight, and joining us in a little bit will be Lady Tigers head basketball coach Stefan Hedick. A really good conversation coming up where we'll talk about the end of the regular season, a couple of big rivalry games, Groton and Winter. So we'll get caught up on what happened there, and a 16-3 regular season, their best in several years, and sets the table for what is a favorable outlook at the beginning of postseason, as they just need to win one game in their regional playoff bracket coming up tomorrow night against a Crow Creek team they've already beaten pretty handily this season. And then if they win that, they'll advance to the SODAC 16, playing a much lower seed than them as well. So the path to the state playoff tournament is clear at this point. We'll talk with Coach Hedick tonight about all of that. But first, to get you caught up on what's happened this past week in Tigers athletics, the girls basketball team here briefly, because we'll be talking a lot about that tonight. 1-1 last week to end their season at 16-3. They beat Stanley County on the road on Thursday night, 67-25. The score at the end of the first quarter, 38-5. No need to adjust your radio dial. That was the score after one. By game's end, Stanley County would turn the ball over 30 times and gave the chance for Mobridge Pollock to play a lot of their depth with a game coming up the next day. J.C. Netterville set a new career high in scoring with 13 points, had 5 steals in that one as well. And that set up last Friday night, another road tilt, that time at Winter, losing to the Warriors for another season, 54-43. It's been since the early 2010s that Mobridge Pollock have defeated the Warriors, but they put up a good fight on Friday in a really contested and physical game. Winter was plus 21 in the second and third quarters combined. Their dominance there in the middle of the game is what allowed them to win there by 11. Warriors shot 42% from the field. Lady Tigers just 29%. So a lot of that game was just about who could make shots for large stretches of that one. Boys basketball went 0-2 last week. Since we last spoke, they're now 11-7 on the season. They as well lost to Winter on Friday, there by a score of 54-51, continuing their drought against the Warriors as well. It's been a while since they've beat them on the boys' side too. Every quarter started with a 4-point lead or less, so it was a close game all the way through. Mobridge Pollock's only lead of the night came in the third quarter where they were ahead by 5, but then a Winter run kind of closed that out. Easton Eisman, the single-man performance of the season for them, even in a losing effort, scored 28 points on 12 of 16 shooting from the field. He was impossible to guard, and that was a great game for the sophomore and one of the biggest games of the year to have a performance at that level. Tigers also had the final shot of the game. They were just trailing by 3, so they had a chance to tie it. They actually got an offensive rebound and got another shot off there in the final seconds, but could not get that one. So they lose to Winter 54-51. Then the next day, in basically an afternoon game in Warner, just south of Aberdeen, lost to Woolsey Wessington in the Warner Classic 60-54, and maybe a little slow out of the gate playing a back-to-back after a really hard-fought game. They trailed 21-10 by the end of the first, but cut that down to just a 2-point deficit at the half, so they went on a strong stretch there, but just could not get on the winning side of things. They were out-rebounded by 12. Coach Knutson has pointed that out a few times this year as a point of emphasis that they are looking to try and get on top of. Great game for Kale Knutson, though, 16 points and 5 steals for the sophomore there in that one. But Tigers now 11-7 this year, moving close. Just a couple of regular season games left before the regional playoff bracket begins next week. For Mobridge Pollock Wrestling, they had the regional event last week in Rapid City, coming out with 4 state qualifiers. In total, Wyatt Ziegler finished 2nd in his class. Braden Wench is 4th. Caleb Keller, 4th, Luke Olson, 5th, and Dora Bonin, 4th. And these were really large groups that these wrestlers were competing in. So, and really impressive results there. We talked to Coach Nas before they went off there a couple of weeks ago. You can track that interview down on drgnews.com on the sports page. Just search for Tiger Talk there. And coming out of the group, Wyatt Ziegler, Caleb Keller, Braden Wenches, and Dora Bonin all advanced to the state wrestling tournament, so they go back to Rapid City this week, and we'll tell you more about that here at the end of the program. But enough of that. Let's get to tonight's interview. Excited to have with us here on Tiger Talk tonight, it's your Lady Tigers basketball coach, Stefan Hedick. Thanks for joining us tonight, coach. Hope you're well. Is this the most exciting time of the year for you, getting into playoff basketball?
Yeah, it really is. We're kind of to that point. It seems like it happened in the blink of an eye. It seems like it goes faster every year, but we're at that point now, and it's kind of the point you build up to the whole year is that postseason.
It really has gone by in a blur. I feel like we were in Dupree just yesterday for that opening night game, and here we are already in the regional bracket. Moving into this time of year, are the practices different than they are usually earlier in the regular season, the types of things that you're going over and going through?
Not completely different. We do a lot of the same things that we've done all year, but I guess there may be a little bit more concise, and I would say there's not as much new stuff being introduced. We're just going to kind of hone in on the things that we do and make sure that we're staying in top shape and ready to go.
You found out last night that your opponent in the regional semifinal will be Crow Creek, who you beat 89-41 back in January. But what's different anytime you play a team the second time around?
You know, we've already experienced them and they've already experienced us. So there's obviously going to be adjustments made on both sides as far as what worked and what didn't the last time. Obviously it wasn't too tough on us the last time. So, but we can't just rely on that and think we're going to walk through anybody. It's postseason and it's win or go home. So we just have to, show up and we got to be focused and ready to attack and play at our best and do the things that we do best, and the rest should take care of itself.
Have you revisited that Crow Creek tape to refresh on what was really working that night?
I have, yeah, and got a chance to look back at it. And the other nice thing about that game is obviously we shot well to put up 89, but that was in their gym. So now the second chance at them is going to be in our gym, which makes it all the better for us.
Definitely. That was a game, and Stefan, that I remember as being one of the first times this year that full court press really kind of put a game away in large part in the first quarter. They just really had no answer for it. 34 turnovers you forced that night, got 37 points off of those turnovers. But interested, like you are, both teams are going to have adjustments to things, so that'll be interesting to watch early on tomorrow night. Is the team close to full strength currently? J.C. Netterville, I think, maybe had her best game since returning against Stanley County last week. Charlie Henderson missed just that one game with the sprained ankle, and really impressive looking at her playing at a high level down low. But how is the team looking overall at this time of year?
We're not in too bad a shape. Injury-wise, we did pick up another injury. Nothing specific that happened in any games or practices, I don't think. Well, it might have happened when she fell down. But Pacey Konold is been out for several practices now. She's got some issues with her shoulder, but she's working with the medical staff and doing some therapy and stuff like that. So hopefully we can get her back for part of this postseason run and have her have a chance to be a part of the team. Other than that, yeah, we're relatively injury-free. We've got our taped ankles every day and all those type of things. But actually the last few days we've had some sickness running through the team. We've had some girls out of practice. One or two girls out of practice every day for the past couple days. So hopefully that runs its course and that we're back to a relatively healthy state before that game tomorrow.
Certainly. And that's a good thing, I guess, about how the schedule works is in between each of these phases of games, you get about a week in between. So hopefully a chance for everyone to get right. What are the most important things to you the team needs to do here in postseason play to go on a deep run like they want to?
The most important things is we got to get back to playing hard, playing aggressive, not playing scared. We obviously wasn't our best effort down in winter, and we know that. The girls know that, and I know that, and we've adjusted our practices, and I feel like we just We kind of played scared at times. We kind of made mistakes, you know, a combination of things. You play a lot of teams that you get by with making mistakes and still get an easy win, and you start building bad habits and little things like that. And that's a tough place to play too. So we've shifted our practices the last couple of days and focusing mostly on not really on doing anything different, but picking back up the intensity that we're known for playing with, and making sure that we're playing aggressive defense every time we're on the floor, and making sure we're playing hard and attacking the basket and not shying away from contact and just playing a little bit tougher, I guess.
That game against Winter last week concluded the regular season, a terrific 16-3 record. Is that the best mark the team has had during your time here?
It is, yeah. That's our best regular season record, to the best of my knowledge. Since I think in about 12 or 13 years.
Well, that's a remarkable thing, and a big congratulations to you and the team on that season. The other thing that great season did was it provided a more favorable path through. You had the bye last night as the top seed in your regional bracket, which creates the situation where all you need to do to reach the SODAC is beat Crow Creek at home tomorrow. And if you're able to advance, you'll be playing a lower seed in the SODAC compared to last year when you played that higher seed in T area. Does that to you go to show that a playoff run is just as much what you do the whole year to position yourself than it even is just once you get to the playoffs, how you play?
Yeah, there's no question about it. This is, I believe, our third, should we make it our third SODAC 16? And it's exactly what you said. And we knew that. And that's kind of the conversation we've been having the entire season from day one. It's every single game counts. Every single game matters throughout the year. So when you feel like you let one slip, whether it's Lakota Tech or Winter or whatever, it can have an effect on you in the postseason. But that being said, having only three losses, and I would say we didn't have any bad losses. You know, all of the three that we did have were to higher record teams, obviously undefeated in Centerville, and Tech and Winter had pretty good records too. So they don't hurt us as bad in the points, you know, that winner loss. The fortunate side of it coming out of it is when you pull up the standings, it really didn't hurt our seed. We were looking at a 5 seed before that when everything settles out, because there's a couple that are third in their region or fourth in their region ahead of us that will get knocked out and slide us up a little bit. And the only team that we flipped with after that winner loss was a team that got knocked out last night. So fortunately, we maybe had a little bit of a wake-up game there, and the fortunate side of it is it really didn't hurt us in the seed points. So it's definitely going to be, like you've mentioned, a lot better for us if we can make it into that 16 as a higher seed rather than looking up at the top of the state. Obviously, T area last year was a very, very good team, and we gave them a good run. So that was a good game for us, but this having this regular season to position us where we are for the postseason is huge. And not only for where you are seed-wise in the SODAC 16 or hopefully potentially a state tournament, but getting this day off and having us have the ability to have 3 straight practices just to prep for that second round rather than having to go back-to-back games is obviously an advantage as well.
Definitely. Yep. And Crow Creek fought for their lives on Tuesday, and they'll be doing the same again on Thursday. Well, you guys got to work on that, like you said. There's a couple of games that I wanted to catch up about. 2 weeks ago, Groton came in for senior day, and you beat them 46-34. They're a really good team, but you dominated much of that game, held them to just 11 points in that first half. What impressed you from that game?
Just our girls, you know, that Groton game has become quite a rivalry for us. And fortunately, we've been on the top side of the rivalry, I think, for 4 or 5 years in a row now. But it was the game I expected. You know, you look at Groton, they were near the bottom for points scored offensively on the season, but they were near the top for points given up. So we knew that they were a very scrappy, very aggressive, very physical team that their strength is their defense. And we know that we play pretty good defense, but we also have the ability to put some points on the board. So, they kept us a little bit below our season average because of their style of defense, but we were able to get some of our strengths to play into the game enough so that we got that lead on them and were able to hold them down on the defensive side as well. So, yeah, like I said, it was the game we expected. It was a physical game. It was an aggressive game. It was an emotional game with the rivalry stepping in there, and it was a great game for our girls, and we really felt really good walking out of there.
The energy was palpable in that building no matter where you were on it, that's for sure. Do you think, that Groton game, that one was at home, it was a lot of friendly energy, and then at winter, kind of that version, but a more hostile environment. Is it comparable at all, the emotions, kind of that extra juice to a game similar to what you might face in a playoff situation here coming up the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, absolutely. These past 2 years, we finished our season with winter, and unfortunately, they've gotten the better of us every year for quite a while now. But that day's coming. We're going to get them sooner or later. But that winter game is, like you said, that's kind of become a rivalry within the conference, and sometimes they're in our region, sometimes they're not. They're not this year, but they had a lot to play for that day. We did as well, and. Groton is, or I'm sorry, Winter is, it's just one of those places where you go and it just feels like it's so hard to play. You know, there's always their energy down there. They've got a winning, successful program with a lot of tradition. So, you know, they're always going to show up. You know, they're always going to play hard, and you can't really have an off day. And we just kind of did. You know, we missed a number of shots that usually we would have made some of them, and that kind of made a difference. And then when that starts happening, you start rushing shots a little bit and things like that happen, and it snowballs a little bit. But it's one of those locations where it feels like you almost have to win by 30 just to win by two, you know, because they're always a step ahead playing in their own gym. And like you said, there was a lot of emotion, and it was an intense game and a physical game and an aggressive game. And unfortunately, we just we kind of fell on the short side of it.
One of the most physical games I had seen in some time. And there were moments throughout that game, maybe tempers would flare, emotions would come out. But something I saw was a couple of times, Tegan Conald would come together with some teammates and try and settle everybody down. Was that what you saw too?
Yeah, you know, we got a great group of girls, and they have a common goal. They all want to make it to a state tournament and make a run at the state tournament. So they do a good job of just being together, being a team, and seeing each other. And when things need to be calmed down, we've got some great leaders on the team, all of them. You know, whether they're a captain or not, all of our players show great leadership and can help each other out and can say the right things to each other at times when need be. And that's a good thing. You know, that's sometimes the team that plays together the longest in a season is the team that does the best.
Definitely. And that was a nice moment just to see, even though it came out on the losing side of things, but that they were able to kind of weather that storm during that time. A common phrase you hear in sports is that you learn more from a loss maybe than you do from a win. Now moving forward, no more margin for error the rest of the way. So do you see that winter game as sort of a silver lining that the team had? I know you called it, I think, a wake-up call earlier. That learning opportunity coming off of another long winning streak, but to kind of have that bad taste in your mouth going into this run and kind of get everybody back into it.
Yeah, 1,000%. You know, the other one that we look at is going back early in the season, the Lakota Tech game. We maybe got a little complacent and didn't show up and didn't play to our best. And we came out of that with not a great taste. And I really think we came out of that firing, and we came out of that in a lot better place. And hopefully we can use this winter one as the same type of thing. It's like you said, you can learn a lot from a loss, and it kind of reminded us that anything can happen on any given night. And now that it is the postseason, it's win or go home. So we got to show up every night, and we got to have that aggression, and we got to play at our best of our ability to make a run and to achieve the things that we want to achieve.
Well, Coach, you've been terrific again. We cannot wait to cover the rest of the season. And thank you so much for sharing your insight and perspective with all of us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Really glad that we could bring you that interview here tonight from Stefan Hedick, your Lady Tigers head coach. And another big thank you to him, as well as Dakota Bank of Mobridge, for sponsoring Tiger Talk and allowing us to bring these discussions to you. It was great to take a little peek behind the curtain on how they view that winter game and sort of their approach going in, and as well his thoughts on the body of work in the regular season setting up what should be a clear path to the state tournament, which was their goal at the beginning of the season. You have to play a Crow Creek team that you hung 89 on and beat by, nearly 50 points. So you get them at home. The first meeting was on the road, as Coach said. And then you get another favorable matchup if you can win there tomorrow in the SODAC 16. And that's all you need there. That win would be in a game next Thursday to advance to the state tournament this year in Spearfish. But some business that they've got to take care of to get there. Looking at what's coming up in the week ahead for all things Mobridge Pollock Sports, the wrestling team will be competing in the state tournament this weekend in Rapid City. They had the send-off pep rally from Mobridge earlier today as the festivities there in Rapid begin tomorrow. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And you can follow all things going on there, sdpb.org/wrestling. Also, Track Wrestling will have that website, the results from things going on there as well. So we wish them the best of luck and looking forward to hearing how all of that went. Wyatt Ziegler, Caleb Keller, Braden Wenches, and Dora Bonin all competing, representing Mobridge Pollock in a state wrestling tournament, and really exciting things going on right now in that particular program. Also, for the basketball side, as we said, girls play their regional semifinal game tomorrow night against Crow Creek. Our coverage right here on Star 99 and drgnews.com begins at 6:45, and if they win there, the SODAC game will be next Thursday, and we will follow the Lady Tigers if they can advance wherever they happen to be playing. But we will speak again next Wednesday before that happens. For boys basketball, they will wrap up their regular season this week with a couple of makeup games. On Friday, they are down in Fort Pierre against Stanley County. The Buffaloes 14-5 this year, and the Buffs currently the second seed in the region, Tigers third, so that'll be an interesting test. They may face each other. It's very likely that they will play again potentially in the regional bracket next week, so that'll be a very telling game, and they play Stanley County. Our coverage begins Friday night at 5:30. And then on Saturday, they are home for the finale against 9-10 Todd County. We're with you there beginning at 2:15. With that, they will go to the regional playoff. It's likely right now you have to get the one seed to avoid the Tuesday game and get the bye, and that looks unlikely at this juncture. So they would be playing in the quarterfinal next Tuesday, March 4th, and likely will be in Mobridge. We will cover that one, but stay tuned for all updates on how that shakes out. If this season ended today, Tigers would host 5-14 Chamberlain for a right to advance to the semifinal game, which would be Thursday. That's everything that's coming up for Mobridge Pollock Sports, and that's it for Tiger Talk here tonight. Thank you for tuning in. William Haynes saying so long for now. Lots of great basketball coming up on our airwaves this week. Check us out for all of those. Until next time, you're listening to Star 99.